Shoftim Perek Chav Pasach Chav Zayin. So Klal Yisrael has been defeated twice by Shevet Binyamin now. Each time they're getting a little bit closer to handling things properly, but not quite. So now, after the second day, they have sat and wept and brought karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put themselves in the right frame of mind, to bring themselves close to each other. So now, Vayishalu B'nei Yisrael B'Hashem. So once again, so the B'nei Yisrael asked of Hashem, B'Sham Aron Briso Elokim, and that's because the Ark of the Covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, Vayomim Ha'Haim, in those days. So they are there at the Mishkan, which it said Beis El, but it's really the Beis Kael, the house of Hashem, and they've come together to ask properly this time. According to the Radak, based on the Gemara in Yuma, until now they had asked through a regular Kohen via the Urim V'Tumim, and this time they're really going to ask through the proper Kohen that's going to get them a proper answer to a proper question. So you always have to do things correctly and not rely on your own self-confidence or military might or what you think is your own knowledge of the situation. And that's why we see Chav Chesu, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon omed lefanav bayamim ha'hem. And Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aharon, stood before him, before it, the Aharon, in those days, Lamar. And they said, when they asked the question this time, Ha osif od lotzeis lamelchama im b'nei binyamin achi. Should I continue to go out to war against the children of Binyamin, my brother? Once again, strong stress on the idea that even after losing 40,000 men, they still consider Binyamin their brother. That achdus is a very important aspect of what's happening here. Even in a Jewish civil war, the idea that they are making civil war on their brother with reluctance is very important. Im echdol, or shall I stop? Shall I hold back? Should I go out to war in the first place? They're asking now. Vayomer Hashem alu, and this time they get a useful, suitable answer. And Hashem said, go up, ki machar et nenu v'yodecha. Because tomorrow I will give him into your hand. So this time they get a full and complete answer about the military victory that they are going to get. They realized by now that they had relied upon their own strength, that they had not asked proper questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that they were doing the right thing. Rather, they sort of were leaning already to their own answer before they even got started. They believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence, but they hadn't prepared for battle on the previous days with fasting and repentance. So their actions kind of belied their attitudes in this situation. They had been very confident in their own righteousness, that their cause was righteous. Hard to blame them based on what had happened with Pilegesh Begiva, but again, a little too much overconfidence had done them in. So now they are told not only should they continue to go out to war, but they're going to meet with success. And Binyamin will be given over into their hands. All of this had been orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Radak and the Ralbag say some of this has to do with punishments for Pesal Micha. I think we've mentioned this before, that all of the time with Pesal Micha, Klal Yisrael didn't stop that. And this was kind of an opportune moment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give punishment for all of the sins that needed punishing, not just this one situation with Binyamin. Chavtes vayosem Yisrael orvim el hagivos aviv. But rather than to merely take Hashem's word for it and not do any hishtadlus on their own, not make any additional effort, they came up with a military strategy on how they were going to attack Binyamin. So they set ambushes, they set people lying in wait all around Giva. So they're going to cut off retreats, and it's going to look like they are attacking the same way they had on days 1 and 2, but it's not going to be directly that way. So Pasuk Lamed, the battle begins, Vayalu B'nei Yisrael al B'nei Binyamin b'yom ha'shalishi. And so the B'nei Yisrael went up against the B'nei Binyamin on the third day, Vayarchu el ha'giva kifa'am b'fa'am. and they ordered themselves. They pitched the battle against Givah just as they had the previous two times. The plan being that they are making a full frontal assault, and Binyamin is supposed to say, well, we beat them on the first 2 days, so we'll just repel them the exact way we did before. The idea, of course, is to draw Binyamin out of Givah, as we are going to see, and make them overconfident, whereupon they're going to be surrounded by the ambushes and they're going to be in real trouble.